Trinity Episcopal Church has a multitude of stained glass windows dating from the mid-19th century to the 1970s. 12 of these are by Tiffany Companies. Restorer Arthur Feminella of Clinton, New Jersey, praised the collection of Tiffany windows at Trinity Church as being among the finest Tiffany windows in the South. According to art historian Dr. Sarah N. James, some of the translucent glass in Tiffany windows change colors in the manner of an opal, depending on the light conditions, hence the name opalescent glass. Tiffany mastered the manipulation and use of opalescent glass, usually plating or layering it. At Trinity, this variety of opalescent glass is most evident in the triptych that adorns the central chancel above the altar. The Ascension. The Ascension appears to be the first of the Tiffany windows to have been installed in Trinity Church and is perhaps the finest. It was made in 1897 when Tiffany's manufacturing and design business was called Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company. Lewis Comfort Tiffany formed this company along with the Corona Glass Furnace in 1892. A year later, in 1893, Tiffany changed the name of Corona to Stourbridge Glass Company. The glass in this window was more than likely made at Stourbridge under the direction of English glassmaker Arthur Nash. The Ascension may have been designed by Frederick Wilson, one of the leading designers working for Tiffany from 1893 to 1923, and known for his figural work. As in painted triptychs, this scene plays out from left to right across the individual windows when viewed together, creating a continuous narrative. In the central lancet is Christ, rising or ascending to heaven, observed by his mother, Mary. The location of the window facing south where the light is strongest at midday cannot be an accident. At noon, the sun illuminates the glass beam of light from the Holy Spirit that shines upon Christ, so that it is the brightest spot in the entire composition. In contrast, as Dr. James notes, the more somber light of the afternoon or an overcast day will emphasize the darker, rich gray, blue, and rose tones of the clouds. The play of light in the rest of the windows is capitalized by the various types of glass. Drapery glass, whereby a molten sheet of glass is folded upon itself to create a sculptural surface, can be found in the robes of Jesus, Mary, and in the clothing of the figures in the flanking lancets. At the top of the left and right-hand windows are angels whose wings are likely articulated by feather glass, a textured glass made by rolling molten glass between two rollers and invented specifically for the wings of angels. The figures grouped at the base of these windows are the 11 apostles, whose faces and hands, like those of the angels, Mary, and Christ, were painted onto glass with enamel. This triptych is not only an illustration of a scene from the life of Christ, but also a memorial to a Major Henderson Bell. Alongside his dates is a panel on the right which reads, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Even saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them."